From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. After more than 12 hours of talks, there appears to be an agreement to give Greece another bailout round so it can avoid disorderly default and reduce its debt. Olli Rehn is the European Union Economic Affairs Commissioner.
With this agreement, we have a real chance to turn the corner.
Rehn says he hopes Greece can now move from stabilization to sustainable growth and job creation. But so far in Portugal, job losses and lower tax revenues are accompanying severe belt tightening following a bailout. Some people there fear an ongoing downward spiral. Syrians in the rebellious Baba Amr neighborhood of Homs are struggling to survive after 2 weeks of nearly unrelenting bombardment by government forces. There are reports of families packed four or five to a house, drinking collected rainwater and watching relatives die of injuries and for lack of medicine. Many say they believe the international community is abandoning them and believe there's a real threat they will starve. The BBC's Jim Muir is in Beirut, where he is monitoring audio of purported shelling of Homs.
In the last couple of hours, the shelling of the Baba Amr quarter of Homs, not the whole city, has been relentless. It's just a little bit quieter right now, but I'll play you the sounds that we're hearing. You can see the intensity of it. I mean, just every few seconds, an explosion. And this is a heavily built-up area with quite a lot of civilians still left there.
That's the BBC's Jim Muir reporting on Syria from Beirut, Lebanon. An international contact group on Syria is to meet in Tunisia on Friday. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she hopes the meeting will point out to Syria's leaders how isolated they have become. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney continues to raise and spend more money than the other Republican presidential candidates, and the super PAC supporting Romney gives added strength to his bid. NPR's Peter Overby says that's the bottom line from financial reports filed last night at the Federal Election Commission.
It's not that Romney had great success fundraising last month. He didn't. His campaign raised $6.4 million, down almost half from the month before. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich wasn't far behind at $5.5 million. Congressman Ron Paul raised $4.5 million, as did former Senator Rick Santorum, bringing in twice as much in January as he did in all of 2011. But a heavily financed super PAC is helping Romney out. It actually raised a bit more than his campaign, helped along by three donors of $500,000 each. So the Romney effort finished the month with three times more cash on hand than the other Republican candidates and super PACs put together. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
European stock prices are down today as investors booked profits from recent run-ups. This is NPR News. A Russian official suggests that a submarine may have been carrying nuclear weapons during a massive fire last December. Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow that the sub was docked in northern Russia when it became engulfed in flames.
Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin, who oversees the country's defense industry, says that under instructions instituted before the collapse of the Soviet Union, nuclear weapons are not required to be removed if a small repair is being done. He went on to say that the more than 18,000-ton submarine was not undergoing a medium-sized repair when it caught fire in December. Rogozin's announcement contradicts initial reports from officials who claimed that all nuclear weapons had been removed from the sub well before the fire broke out, and there was no risk of a radiation leak. Last week, a Russian magazine quoted a Navy source as saying the sub was carrying 16 R-29 intercontinental ballistic missiles, each armed with four nuclear warheads. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Former International Monetary Fund chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who was once seen as a leading French presidential candidate, is being questioned by French police about a suspected international hotel prostitution ring. Strauss-Kahn was accused in the U.S. last year of sexually attacking a hotel maid, but the case was dismissed over questions about reliability of the accuser. The prostitution ring investigation implicates police and other officials. Investigators reportedly want to know if Strauss-Kahn knew he was having relations with prostitutes at orgies he attended, and they're trying to find out if two men connected to him organized a prostitution ring. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.